Kevin Martin, we're here, Tape Treasures Guy, 90s Pro Wrestling. Just got finished telling me a fantastic story about you puking and passing out drunk.
Let's not.
Monday, after Monday Night Raw.
The Monster Abyss was in attendance.
I wish I was there. So let's make this the official post-WrestleCade show. We recorded something on the way home from WrestleCade where we all almost died in a horrible blowout tire situation.
Is a little extreme.
That I'm actually going to put out after this show is put out. So let's make this the official WrestleCade, post-WrestleCade show.
Okay.
So WrestleCade
was fantastic.
We had a hell of a table, didn't we?
Had five of the premier talents in all of professional wrestling. You can't just say women's talent. It is talent.
Talent.
They are the talent. The women were the five-star main event of WrestleCade's Super Show.
Right.
I think that's that needs to be noted.
And what's In the show that we recorded with Brittany and James on the way back from WrestleCade, we talked about what was said, what was tweeted by Jordan because of what was said by Sandman. And Jordan was our talent.
Yeah.
She was there because we brought her in.
And we rode with her from the venue.
She tweeted it in the back seat of the car that we are in right now on the way to Franklin, Kentucky. So we talked about that. And it's like, you know, when you say that you can't call them women's talent, you got to call them talent. Like, that's not even just something that I say. I really do believe that.
Yeah.
All the promotional material that we released was all about talent and performers, pro wrestlers. It's not
stars.
About women. Yeah, it's about stars. And I'm a chef in my real life.
Yeah.
And so is my wife. And when it comes down to it, my wife is a fucking 50 time better chef than I am.
But
that's just being legit, you know? And so
it's not that you, like, let's say Justin and you, your wife, you're not a men's chef and she's a women's chef.
You're
just chefs.
Yeah, we're just chefs, you know? And so, I mean, to me, there's no problem with you know, saying, you know, just pro wrestlers. Or the main event of a card being fucking women. Like, I find that whole idea, that whole thought process is so strange because what we do is an illusion.
And are so we pulling back the curtain on this?
Whatever it is that sells that illusion is what is the most important thing.
Absolutely.
And when unfortunately, it was a four-way, and it was supposed to be Tessa Blanchard in the four-way, but she unfortunately couldn't wrestle the match. But, I mean, hands down, Tessa Blanchard, Jordynne Grace,
Taya Valkyrie,
These are legitimate fucking stars in the wrestling world. And they may not be on WWE. They may not be WWE stars. But they really are some of the best wrestlers in the business today. And so it doesn't matter if they're male or female because they're just fucking talented, you know? And that's just kind of the way we talked about this on the other podcast. But I think it's so cut and dry in that I don't think that there's any way around it. And when I look, and I'm not like a woman's wrestling fan. Are you, Kevin? Do you like women's wrestling?
I wouldn't call myself a women's wrestling fan. Like, I don't dedicate myself to just women's wrestling. I'm a fan of wrestling.
I love wrestling, and I like good wrestling. I don't give a fuck who's in the match when it's a good match. You know, it just doesn't matter to me if
Absolutely.
It's women or men.
That is a diaper box outside. Sorry.
And, you know, last year my table was two women.
Yeah.
This year my table was five women.
Yeah.
I didn't do that because they're just women. I did that because I felt like these are legitimate talents in our business right now. And I want to have legitimate talents. If I'm going to promote something, I want to use real talent to promote it.
Absolutely.
And I thought our table was fucking awesome.
Absolutely.
I thought it was amazing.
I mean, hey, the amount of bills that I had in my hand when I was handing them off to you.
Yeah.
Big bills at that to meet our women's wrestlers.
It's always nice having $100 bills. Yeah.
Hey, when we couldn't make change, it wasn't very nice. But no, in all seriousness, no, the amount of people that came to see these stars that, I mean, you can't deny that a lot of young girls look up to.
Yeah.
You know, Jordynne Grace was talking with a young girl that she was talking about how Jordynne Grace is an inspiration. An inspiration. A word like that is not used. It is used a lot, but it's not used very often when you think about women's wrestling.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and I mean, that stuff makes a difference. Like, when I had Daphne last year at WrestleCade, one of the things that surprised me the most was that young girls came up and got Daphne's autograph. I actually saw the girl that, one of the little girls that got her autograph last year was at the show this year. But it surprised me so much because Daphne is, you know, a late 90s, early 2000s name. Not necessarily a current day, a modern day name. But she still had impact on young girls. And when I brought her to Rockwood for Ox Harley, same thing. You know, she's signing autographs to, you know, 8, 9, 10-year-old little girls who are screaming her name and stuff. And to me, that's an awesome thing to be able to take a, you know, women, there are less women in wrestling. There are less women that watch wrestling, that go to wrestling events, that want to train to be wrestlers. And whatever we can do to get a larger, more diverse crowd and audience to the business is good for everyone. So the more women that watch wrestling, the better it is for the men. Because at the end of the day, that's more money for the industry. So I loved our table. I loved our talent. I had a great time. I don't know about you. We stayed. Our hotel was on 420 High Street, which is the most appropriate hotel for me to stay in. As you know, I'm very 420 friendly.
Yes.
I am. So that was fantastic. Got to bring James Burr along with us for a big time convention. That was great. Brittany Garcia, who was at the table, you know, she rode with us. Unfortunately, we did have a blowout on the way home. That was really the only
bad thing. That, weekend,
yeah, the whole weekend was great. You got drunk at WrestleCade?
Did I?
Didn't you get drunk?
No, I didn't.
On Friday night?
Not this year.
I thought you went out Friday night and
I did.
Hammed it up.
I did, but I didn't, like, drink. I had a few drinks.
Well, WrestleCade, like I've said in the past, is definitely, I mean, to me, it is the premier wrestling convention of the year. I don't think, you know, WrestleMania weekend is obviously an incredible undertaking with wrestling companies from all over the U.S. and even the world.
But here, at WrestleMania weekend, everything is kind of spread out.
That, yes. Yeah, as great as it is, I agree. It's like WrestleCade is right there. The whole weekend. From Friday, from Thursday, they usually run an AML show on Thursday, don't they?
No, it's Showcase Friday. Champions Friday.
From Friday until Sunday, all day, all night, it's nothing but wrestling, and everyone is right there. Everyone's staying in the same hotels. Everyone's going to eat at the same places and drinking at the same places, and it really is, to me, the premier wrestling company, wrestling convention in the U.S. Tracy Myers, great guy, treated me phenomenal, really easy to work with. It was,
well, I mean, let's kind of elaborate on just how great of a Tracy Myers really is. I for those that are kind of in the Facebook wrestling community that have been surrounded at WrestleCade this year, as we all know about, we know about Mudagate,
yes.
For those that don't know about Mudagate, I'm not going to really go into all the query details, but it's let's just say Tracy Myers saved the day.
He made sure that Muda came out, wrestled. I got to watch the great Muda wrestle live and in person in 2019 because of WrestleCade. I think that is just such a phenomenal thing, and it's like we joked about it, but that motherfucker drew the house.
Yeah,
there's just as big of names were out there signing autographs, dude. Muda wrestling in the ring, that drew the house for sure. And it was phenomenal to be able to see. It was almost surreal. I really honestly never thought that, you know.
I still can't, like, it still hasn't really settled in to me that I just saw the great Muda. Like, a legend, yeah. Japanese legend,
yeah.
Wrestling in the United States. The first time I've ever seen him live, and I think the first
yeah,
time ever.
First time I've ever seen him, yeah.
So, it still hasn't set into me, but I think about the moment and I'm just like, wow.
Yeah, it was really cool. He wrestled George South, which you know, at first it's like, is this
a real thing? Is this a rib?
And I like George, you know, I'm very familiar with George South. I thought that it was going to be a different opponent. George South took 6 minutes before that bell rang and got more heat, and not go home heat, not that fake let's play along with him heat. It was like real fucking heat for 6 minutes before that bell ever rang.
Mind you, just 6 hours before this event, was baby facing it up over at the merchandise stand.
And the next morning was having his prayer service with George South the Sunday morning. But the brother got real. It was heat the way it's supposed to be. Yeah. It was wrestling heat. It was great. It was really, really awesome, man. Jordynne Grace kicked fucking ass in her match.
Yep.
You know, and then she jumped in our car and sent out a tweet that
shocked the wrestling world.
Because people are so fucking upset. It's so funny. The whole Twitter culture of, you know, you have 50% of people telling Jordynne Grace that she's an idiot and blah, blah, blah. And then you have another 50% of the people that are like so fucking offended that the Sandman said anything. Dude, as far as I can tell, Jordynne Grace seemed to be pretty fucking, had her heads on her shoulders when she was typing that tweet. I think she was just making a fucking point, and everyone going crazy is kind of silly. The weekend was great. Even the next morning when we loaded up, man, easiest load in I've ever had to do. Ever. Yeah, right up to the front door.
Everything was too great.
And then the drive home, the wreck in the road, the fucking blowout tire,
the traffic.
Yeah. So,
we had to have some kind of issue.
It couldn't just be that easy. That would have been way, way, way too easy.
We would have to make something happen.
We were right next to Rich Swann and NGW, our friends at NGW, and Rich was on fire. He drove 8 hours, or no, what did he drove from Orlando, Florida, didn't he?
Yeah, so he drove about 8 or 10 hours straight from Orlando to Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
All because...
Let's preface this.
Tell the story.
Rich Swann is a very...
And actually, you can hear this from Rich Swann himself. I Facebook Lived it at WrestleTopia on Facebook. Where he explains the whole story, but go ahead and go into it.
Rich Swann is a very dedicated athlete, dedicated to his craft and dedicated to his character. Rich Swann is the current reigning and defending Next Generation Wrestling Heavyweight
Next Generation
Champion. Next Generation Wrestling Tennessee Heavyweight Champion. And he wanted to bring the championship to WrestleCade to represent himself.
Photo ops, the brand.
Yeah. So he packs his bags, says goodbye to Sue Young before he leaves, because I guess Sue is on a later flight.
Sue even reminded him, don't forget the belt.
Don't forget the belt.
And as he said, baby, I got that.
I am not Bush League.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said.
And he said he had the belt with him.
Yeah.
So he gets to the airport. They're checking his bag, taking a little longer than usual. So he's like, they probably just want to look at the bag. They probably want to see the belt. So he's about to look at, he looks at the x-ray, I guess. He sees there's no belt in there. So he calls Cody, who's one of the promoters of Next Generation Wrestling Tennessee. And he tells him, hey, I got like 40 minutes until my flight. I can either go get the belt and miss my flight, or I can take the flight and not have the belt. Cody was fine with
him. He said, don't worry about it. Yeah, he said, don't worry about it, man. It's fine. It's not a big deal. But Rich,
again, dedicated athlete.
Dedicated man said, no. I don't think so.
No, he said the belt is very important. He stressed
the
importance. Which,
you know, it is funny because the brother was defending the title on the Friday night show.
Yeah. And so, yeah, that's kind of what makes
which,
it a lot worse.
Which we did, me and Rich, we did come up with the way he could have made his entrance without having the belt, but pretending like he did have the belt. And I was like, brother, nobody would have even noticed. It would have been so much fun to see you holding up a belt that wasn't really there. The invisible belt.
Well,
the invisible's all over in 2019, you know?
But yeah, so Rich drove back to his house, missed his flight, and got the belt, and then drove 8 hours to Winston-Salem to defend it on that night's card. What a man.
And guess what he forgot, though?
What did he forget?
His boots.
Oh.
He gets there, realizes he has no boots, and wrestles the whole match barefooted. Had probably the match of the night, as stated by the fans of WrestleCade. Not me. I like Rich. I've known Rich for a little while now, and I think he's a good guy. Not by me. By the fans of WrestleCade, probably had the match of the night after he did all that on a Friday and still forgot his boots. and worked the match barefooted.
So, again, Rich, a very dedicated athlete. Now we also kind of know, sometimes forgetful.
Yes.
He, I mean,
but listen to him tell the whole story at WrestleTopia on Facebook, because he tells it in his own words, and Rich Swann's words are that's worth the price of the admission right there.
Oh, man.
So everything was great at WrestleCade. I highly recommend, if you're listening to this and you've never been to WrestleCade, you've got to go to WrestleCade, because it's the best weekend of the year. It's an inexpensive trip. It's Winston-Salem, North Carolina. You're not out there. It's not a New York or Orlando or Miami where everything around you is real expensive and the hotels are expensive. No, it's very affordable. The tickets to WrestleCade are incredibly affordable. You get everything. You get the meet and greets. You get all the shows they do. They do, you know, the Arn Anderson. This year there was Arn Anderson, which our friend Doug Markham had to be the corral, had to take care of on his own. So it really is, you know, the weekend of the year. I highly recommend it. I think everyone should take an opportunity to go to WrestleCade. So now that we've gotten WrestleCade out of the way, Kevin, as we're getting closer to Franklin, why don't you talk about 127 Pro Wrestling? Because I heard a rumor, and I don't know if this is true, because you were riding with me to WrestleCade, and then you were there at WrestleCade, and then you rode with me back from WrestleCade. But I heard 2 weeks ago you were kidnapped. So, at a 127 Pro Wrestling event.
Yeah. So, What happened was... Am I kayfabing this?
I think you should. I think you should explain the story. We're not here to give away any secrets, man.
Well, we did just pull back the curtain, like, just 10 minutes ago. So, the story is that I was at 127 Pro Wrestling. I am the dedicated host for every week's show. And Perry Hartman, who's the promoter and owner of 127 Pro Wrestling, he's kind of got a little bit of a heated rivalry with the biggest, most polarizing star there, I'd say, in Gregory McDaniel. These two bicker and bicker and bicker all the time. And finally, it came to the point where Perry had to explain to Gregory that Gregory was expendable and Gregory was not the show like he thought he was. It's a team effort. It's not just one person. So in front of the live crowd, I was taken hostage. And unless Gregory McDaniel got the main event that he wanted, I would continue to be kept hostage until that was done. So I got taken hostage. I escaped in enough time to make it to WrestleCade. I escaped in enough time to make it to WrestleCade, but as soon as I got back to Tennessee, Gregory McDaniel found me again.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I got tied up even tighter this time.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Got tied. I heard you had dirt all over you.
I got thrown into a basement.
Oh, no.
It's just...
Those things are yuck.
A cold garage floor.
Hold a lot of moisture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got, like, charcoal ash on me, on parts of me. And
no.
Yeah, I got whipped a few times.
Oh,
it was horrible. It was a rough time for Kevin.
Sounds like a Saturday night for some people, but yeah, that sounds pretty terrible for, you know.
And I get there this past Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Gregory dragging me into the building from the front door so that way all the fans could see me.
Oh, man, what a dick.
I'm beaten. I'm bruised. I've got charcoal ash on me. I got hard weighed at some point during this
time. Your lips are probably chapped by now.
Yep. And yeah. I look embarrassing.
Right.
And he's dragging me into the ring. Literally, as I'm on the ring steps, pushes me into the ring. Because I'm still tied up and bound. I can't use my arms or anything. So I'm literally just pushed into the ring, landing on my freaking head. And he drags me around the ring, showing me off like I'm some kind of zoo animal.
Oh, man. Oh, this does sound like somebody's Saturday night. Not me, but other people.
And so, finally, it gets to the point where the ultimatum is laid out. Perry Hartman would not press charges if they let me go.
Uh-huh.
And Gregor would have his main event match.
So, they're like, okay, you know, we'll stop.
For the safety of that individual, for me.
We'll just turn the blind eye to the raping of Kevin Martin.
Whoa, I didn't.
And,
I didn't get raped.
Are you?
I was not.
Are you sure?
My rear end is still intact.
Okay. Well, I mean, okay. I don't want to embarrass you or anything like that. So what I'm just saying is what Perry said is like, look, basically, this is a title match. You know, yes. This is an important part of this company. You have the belt. You know, sure, you raped Kevin Martin. No big deal. We're going to go ahead and just turn the other cheek to this and to get this match off the ground.
Basically.
Okay.
So Gregory wouldn't get arrested. Uh-huh. So that way he wouldn't get arrested. He let me go.
Uh-huh.
I ran off to finally, hopefully, take a shower.
Yeah. You got to scrub yourself clean after that. Yeah.
I took a shower, got some clean clothes on, and went into the show. Went and did the show. But by golly, I was hostage.
So everyone,
first time in wrestling.
Yeah, everyone, make sure you hit that like, follow, and share on that 127 Pro Wrestling. Hopefully, maybe this guy Gregor McDaniel will throw us some footage of the raping of Kevin Martin. The abduction of Kevin Martin. Abduction of Kevin Martin. 127 Pro Wrestling. Kevin Martin's there. Don't forget, Brittany Garcia is their current women's champion.
Absolutely.
And what else do we have coming up? We have Christmas for Kids Pro Wrestling Entertainment. A DX Christmas.
So it's DXmas for Kids, guys. Make sure you come on out December the 21st in Portland, Tennessee. You can see WWE Hall of Famer, the Road Dog, Jesse James in the house. Oh, you didn't know? Well, now you know, and get your tickets. ProWrestlingTIX.com. That's ProWrestlingTIX.com. Tickets are still available. VIP is going quick, guys. Make sure you get those tickets while you can. Also, the week before that, if you are... I don't know when this is getting uploaded. When is this getting
tomorrow.
Uploaded? Tomorrow. So, in 7 days' time...
Everyone that's listening to this isn't tomorrow. It's whenever they're listening to it.
Well, on Saturday night, December the 14th...
There you go.
You get to see if you are in the Cookeville, Sparta, McMinnville, anywhere in that surrounding area, come on out to Tennessee All Pro Wrestling in Walling, Tennessee, at the Central View Event Center. They're going to have Impact Wrestling star Michael Elgin in action, as well as Impact Wrestling star Fala Ba.
Fala Ba is a good fucking dude, so everybody support that dude.
And make sure you come see it. There's a limousine right there. I wonder who's hauling it.
Well, we're on our way to New South Championship Wrestling, and you know, there is a big announcement tonight at New South Championship Wrestling.
Oh, yeah?
So I would suggest anyone that's listening to this, no matter what it is you're listening to this, that you might want to head on over to either the WrestleTopia page, the New South Championship Wrestling page, or the JCP Promotions page, and find out what the big announcement that took place tonight was, is, and will be.
And that's going to be a big announcement. Also, Sunday, December the 15th, we've got some great events going down that day as well. If you're looking for some Sunday night pro wrestling, you can check it out. Sunday afternoon, actually, in Woodbury, Tennessee, you can see Woodbury Slam 3. You can see all the great stars of Blue Sky Wrestling at Woodbury Slam 3.
Our friends at Blue Sky.
At the Cannon County Rec Center.
December the 15th is also a New South Championship Wrestling TV taping.
Yes, in Bowling Green, Kentucky, guys, I believe it's at the Southern Kentucky Fairgrounds. You make sure you go check out New South Championship Wrestling Sunday Morning Slam TV taping is it in Bowling Green or is it in Franklin?
It's in Franklin.
It is in Franklin.
Yes, it's in Franklin.
Don't listen to me whatsoever. I've been out of the loop for the past 2 weeks.
He's been kidnapped, except for a WrestleKate appearance.
New South Championship Wrestling Sunday Morning Slam television taping. You can check it out Sunday, December the 15th at the New South Arena live in Franklin, Kentucky. You make sure you check that out and get your tickets for that big event. You're going to see all your favorite stars that night as well. And then Friday night, December the 20th, we're back in Franklin.
Yes.
5 days later, and we're going to be rocking and rolling.
We're going to be rocking and
rolling because the Rock and Roll Express are in tag team action. J.D. Sloan.
And every time I ever see Ricky Morton at WrestleCade did a dive, a Canadian Destroyer. I mean, and the thing is, he didn't just do these moves like, you know, sometimes people go out there and they do moves and it's kind of like, maybe you shouldn't. No, Ricky still has got it. Bottom line, plain and simple, Ricky will probably never lose it. That dude is timeless. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So you definitely want to be there. Don't forget to so what everyone's got to go to all these different places. They got to go to Blue Sky Pro Wrestling. They've got to go to 127 Pro Wrestling. They've got to go to New South Championship Wrestling, WrestleTopia, JCP Promotions, MSWA Wrestling. Remember, support independent pro wrestling, because independent pro wrestling is here supporting your needs. We're giving you what you guys want. We're giving you the stars of tomorrow, the legends of yesterday, and the current stars of today. So don't forget, go out there, support. Keep listening to the podcast, because we've got the drive home from WrestleCade coming up. We've got Kevin Martin Reed's WCW magazine.
So we did some great stuff on the road back from WrestleCade. As we're sitting and waiting and trying to make the do of this wonderful trip back home, Justin gives me the task of reading an April 1999 edition, I believe,
of WCW magazine.
And it's just an excerpt, but it is a great storytelling time.
I loved it. I believe that this has got to be a recurring theme on the show.
If the fans want it, if the fans comment in this YouTube comment thread below,
yes,
then, and they tell me, hey, we want this every week,
yes,
we will give it to them every week.
Because I really do think it was fantastic. I really and honestly do. I mean, it's a weird podcast idea to read a WCW magazine, but you know what? I've got a lot of WCW magazines. I've got a lot of ECW magazines. I thought it was fantastic, and we are probably, I guarantee you, we're going to do it again.
It's going to be an audiobook, guys. The WCW magazine is now an audiobook.
So, we are getting closer and closer to Franklin. I had a great time at WrestleCade. Did you have a great time at WrestleCade, Kevin?
Fantastic time at WrestleCade. Already planning 2020 conventions. And WrestleTopia is going to be traveling around.
Yes, yes. I mean, right now we are tentative. We could be hitting Los Angeles for a convention in February. We are definitely going to be in Indiana in March. We're going to be in
Kentucky in March.
Kentucky in March.
We've possibly got Ohio in March.
Richmond in May. Already 2020 booking events all throughout the year as we speak right now. So always remember, support WrestleTopia, support independent wrestling, support your local businesses, because everyone local deserves a little support. That's it. You got anything else, Kevin?
Not at all. Thank you very much for joining us on the Tape Trader's Guide to 90s Pro Wrestling. We'll see you next time.